Hello, and you're very welcome to another edition of the Others, the Alan Kinsella podcast, where I look at small parties, groups and independents that have contested Irish elections over the years. This week it's the turn of the Farmers Union, a group which were founded in the mid-30s in Cavan and contested local elections in Cavan for a number of years, for around 20 years, winning a number of seats in the process. They were also active in Longford, Leitrim and Monaghan, although didn't contest local elections there. Thanks to everybody who's subscribed to the podcast. And if you haven't, please tell your friends and stuff. And if you're new to it, start listening to old episodes. There's plenty there. Thanks too to everybody who's subscribed to the Patreon. It's patreon.com/electionlit. And over the summer, I'll probably be doing it every 2 weeks rather than every week. With the nice evenings and the football and all sorts on, it's harder to find time to do them. And if you want to contact me, I'm at electionlit on Twitter, irishelectionliterature@gmail.com. irishelectionliterature.com is the website, and Irish Political Ephemera on Facebook. Thank you. When we think of farming parties, we think obviously of the Farmers' Party and Clonmacnoise. But in the mid-30s, the Farmers' Party had gone. I think it joined the Centre Party and then became part of Fine Gael. But there were independent farmers as well, independent farmers running for election and independent farmer TDs. The Farmers' Party, though, was primarily for larger farmers. You know, if you even look at electoral maps or results, I don't think they ever won a seat west of the Shannon. So they were looking after certain types of farmers, especially larger farmers, cattle, and so on. Then later on, of course, came Clonmacnoise, and they were looking after small farmers. And Fianna Fáil as well were seen as looking after the small farmers, but obviously they had a period in power and that wasn't enough for some people, hence Clonmacnoise. The Farmers' Trade Union were set up in 1936. Agriculture, you know, I'm a city boy, so I'm not a huge expert in agriculture, but certainly there would be different agriculture in places like Monaghan and Cavan and so on, in that, for instance, there would be more pigs, more poultry and so on there than there would be in, say, Wicklow or Tipperary, whatever. I'm not going to go on. But, farming isn't standard. People farm different things. People have different... People, you know, a dairy, whatever. People have different crops. People grow different things. Different areas are better for different things. I suppose that the farmers that set up the Farmers' Trade Union felt that these organizations hadn't represented themselves. And like the Farmers' Party was kind of the political wing of the Farmers' Union. The Farmers' Trade Union were a group representing a certain geographical area, although they hoped to be nationwide. So this is from March 1936. Cavan Farmers' Trade Union. Under the title of the Farmers' Trade Union, a provisional executive has been established in Cavan and a set of rules adopted which set out the objects of the members and give an indication that they intend to look after the interests of their own industry without the interference of outsiders, such as the case with all other trade unions, be they artisans, dockers, doctors, school teachers, railway workers, printers, or any other organised body who never give a voice to outsiders in their deliberations. The Cavan farmers who have come together are of different political beliefs and religions, just as were the agricultural co-opters of 40 years ago, who built up the creameries, which are the only flourishing business connected with the land in Ireland today. They then barred the discussion of anything which was not germane to the country's chief industry. And as the new trade union will not afford a platform for politicians at their meetings, there is every hope that very genuine work shall be accomplished. By keeping a vigilant lookout, it is hoped that it shall not be possible for self-seekers to crawl into positions on the farmers' backs, to then kick them from underneath when their designs have been attained. It shall also be essential to avoid entanglements with other organisations and to never vary in the slightest degree from the objects for which the union have been created. There may not be the big rolling role of membership at the beginning, but it is much better to grow slowly and surely than with an unwieldy number who might not fully realise the importance of the step being taken, who might have come in for wrecking purposes by vigilance on the part of the officers and committee, and with the determination to refrain as much as possible from criticism of public men. The trade union is bound to succeed just as other great trade unions have succeeded. And before 3 years' time, the farmers of the Free State will find themselves the biggest power in the land, with the ability to achieve much for the betterment of their own class and of the agricultural labourer, which shall be reflected in all other sections of the community. For when the chief industry is prosperous, all the others are bound to share participation. Thoughtful men will see what the new order shall ultimately attain to, so that that elaboration is unnecessary. Although they intended to grow slowly, in fact, all over Cavan, the Farmers' Trade Union took off. There were meetings in Kilgarry, Behy, Arva, Corina. Branches were set up in those areas, and regular meetings and so on were scheduled. So it was an instant success in Cavan. So we get some detail of some of the meetings. The monthly meeting was held. After the minutes had been read and signed and correspondence dealt with, a long discussion took place with regard to the proposals of the Pig Marketing Board to abolish live pig fairs and pork markets, and the following resolution was passed unanimously: that we view with alarm the proposal to abolish pork markets and pig fairs, with these abolished the last remnant of protection which the pig producer had is gone. And there was also discussions I read somewhere on there was a some kind of breed of pig being recommended by the Pig Marketing Board and the government, and the Farmers Trade Union certainly felt it wasn't suitable for Cavan, and there was nothing wrong with the pigs. They were the breed of pigs they were currently dealing with. Now, it wasn't just pigs and agriculture that the Farmers' Trade Union had views on. Again, in 1936, the County Cavan Farmers' Trade Union unanimously adopted a resolution calling on the government of the Saerstadt to suspend all international relations with Spain until such time as a stable and lawful government is elected by the people of Spain. Mr. J. Bannon, who proposed the resolution, said that a war against Christianity was being carried out by Red forces with horrible savagery. It was a small thing, he added, to ask their own government to suspend relations with that country, as the attack on religion called for more drastic action. So they also took a side on the Spanish Civil War. Now, there was also a general election in 1937. County Cavan Farmers' Trade Union rejected the suggestion of Ballyburra branch to put forward a candidate or candidates at the coming Dáil election. They hold that as the union was non-political, such a course would result in a split. There had actually been quite a debate about whether to run a candidate. A committee of the County Cavan Farmers' Trade Union, in recommending the union not to put a questionnaire to candidates at the general election, but to submit their own policy to the public and not put forward any candidate, expressed the opinion that politicians are so clever and able to make such good use of words that they will be able to give apparently satisfactory answers to the farmers' questions, and that the farmers will be no further on when the elections are over. Among the recommendations submitted by Mr. P. O'Reilly, Secretary, and adopted are that those engaged in agriculture should be guaranteed sufficient income to enable them to provide for themselves and their families. The department to take over an average size farm in each county, to be run under the direction of county instructors by hired labour at the minimum rate of wages, to ascertain if such a farm could be run without loss. Long-term loans for farmers. A council of agriculture representative of all branches of the industry. Trunk and main roads, mental TB and fever hospitals, medical inspection of children, and doctor's salaries and supplies to be state charges. And the idea of each county having a farm, the government having a farm in each county run to show how profitable or a farm would be, or non-profitable as the case may be, was an interesting idea, and one repeated over the years by the group, in that obviously they felt the government in Dublin and so on were out of touch, and that they had no idea of farmers' incomes. Whereas if there was an actual farm being run by the government in each county, that this farm, they would, you know pretty quickly, how's the farm, you know, if they wanted to know how the dairy sector was doing, how's the farm in Tipperary doing, if they wanted to know how the beef was doing, how's the farm in Kilkenny doing, if they wanted to know how pigs and poultry or whatever was doing, how's the farm in Cavender, you know. And you would have, they'd be able to find out instantly how each sector was doing and how each area was doing. Quite a clever idea. Obviously, wasn't going to be a runner, but it was an interesting idea all the same. The farmers' trade union started taking off in other areas of the country. There was branches set up in Leitrim, Monaghan, and Longford, especially. They had, you know, there were meetings in Kerry and places as well, and indeed there was a talk with them. There was a lot of localized farming groups. There's no IFA or anything. So there was a lot of localized, and of course at this stage Clanathaloon hadn't been founded, and the Farmers' Party was gone. So there was a vacuum in representation. For instance, there was a kind of a Wicklow Carlow group, farmers group. There was a Kerry group and so on. But it had meetings around the place, but it was in Cavan, Leitrim, Monaghan and Longford that it had gathered a foothold. It wasn't just a Cavan thing. And within those four counties, a body was, they decided to form a non-political body to be known as the Executive of Northern Counties Farmers Trade Unions. So there was, for the four counties, there was kind of an overall body, again non-political. So the organisation was around these four counties and it grew. And in the early 1942, it was decided, you know, the war was on and so on, but it was decided to contest the local elections in Cavan, that the Farmers' Trade Union would contest these elections. In the Valley James Duff local electoral area, Patrick O'Reilly was running, and he was elected, polled 590 votes. And in the Cavan electoral area, James Castles and Terence Smith both ran, and both were elected on 646 and 642 votes, respectively. So there were now three farmers' trade union representatives on Cavan County Council. So what were the farmers' trade union actually discussing? What were the issues? For instance, in 1939, there was talk of strike action. Discussed at a special meeting. Basically, over the year, because of the economic war, farmers' incomes had gone down. We're looking for money for seeds, manure, and so on, for farmers. And there'd been apparently 1938 had been an awful harvest, and the farmers were looking for compensation, and they were talking of strike action. And by that, it meant not allowing goods or produce reach the towns and cities from the agricultural areas. And they were going to put 500 people on the roads to stop produce reaching places. They were looking for, I'm not sure the amount of money, but they were looking for obviously money from the state. And of course, at the same time, the state, you know, with the war about to happen, the state was investing a lot of money in stuff to do with the war, I suppose. You know, obviously they weren't building up the army or, you know, buying tanks and things, but there was a lot of infrastructure and the likes, and I suppose that was going to have to be put in if there was a war. So that strike actually happened, and it went on for a number of months. And of course, there was political pressure and so on. I presume you can imagine what happened. But it was still going on in December, and there was uproar in government over it. The war ended the strike, but later on, early in the 1940, the Farmers' Trade Union were very active on reports that pigs being smuggled over the border was causing a price slump. Pigs were coming in from the north, and there was also maize and corn leaving the Republic and going to the north. And so they were looking out and trying to report any and looking for action to be done on these issues. And it was around the same time, of course, that they decided to stand in the 1940 local elections. In 1945, there was local elections again, and they actually were running James Clark in Baileyborough and Patrick Talt. In Ballyjames Duff, they were running James Gillick, Patrick O'Reilly, and Owen Smith. In Belturbet, TJ Dolan, Miles J. O'Reilly, and Philip Riley. And in Cavan area, Terence Smith. To the electors of County Cavan. The organised farmers of the county are putting forward candidates in the four electoral areas in order to test the opinions of the electors on the system of control and administration under the Managerial Act. This election is the only opportunity you will get for the next 3 years of proclaiming your disapproval of the present degrading system of local government. Here is one of the recommendations of the Commission on Vocational Organisation, presided over by the Most Reverend D. Brown, Bishop of Galway, that as much as possible of the functions of government shall be handed over to the people. If you are in favour of that recommendation, which means the restoration of the rights of the people, we ask you to put the candidates whose names are given below at the head of the poll. That is the issue on which you have to vote. It is a great national issue and transcends all questions personal or parochial. Remember that the council will be elected, will have no financial or administrative control, and in the present contest there were two courses open by which a protest against the present bureaucratic system could be made: either to stand aloof and not go to the poll, or to put forward candidates so as to enable the electors to register their protest by their votes. The latter course was decided upon, so you are exhorted to return the farmers' candidates at head of the poll in each area, and thus remove the brand of inferiority and incompetence from the people generally. Don't let the people down. Give your first and early preferences to the candidates whose names appear below for the four county areas. In Ballyburgh, James Clark and Pete Tate failed to win a seat. In Ballyjamestuff, Patrick O'Reilly and James Gillick were both elected. Owen Smith missed out. In the Belturbet district, TJ Dolan, Miles O'Reilly and Philip Riley all missed out. And in Cavan, Terence Smith was elected. So there were still three farmers' trade unions councillors on Cavan County Council. They nominated candidates again for the 1950 local elections. And James Clark was elected in Ballyburgh. However, Philip Clark and Edward Brady both missed out in Ballyjamestuff. And Ed Bernard Donoghue missed out in Belturbet. And in Cavan electoral area, Terence Smith and Edward Sheridan both lost out. So the party had got, the Farmers Trade Union had gone from three seats in 1942-45 to just the one in 1950. The Farmers Trade Union message to the electors in 1950 local elections. In electors of Cavan, when local government was local government, it was under the control of truly local representatives returned at elections by the voters of the small electoral areas, and as a result, ratepayers knew who their representative was as he lived amongst them, knew their needs, and took care that the money collected from them in rates was wisely spent. Then a time came when contending political parties decided they would make county council elections an occasion to try out their strength in preparation for Dáil elections. The result has been that instead of councillors devoting their energies to the proper administration of the affairs of the county, they indulge in wrangling in an effort to boost the policy of their favourite political leaders and denounce that of their opponents. Inevitably, this has given us high rates and poor service to those who pay them. Later, the managerial system was imposed by the politicians, with the promise it would end corruption, give greater economy and efficiency. In a word, better value for money. Has it done so? If it has, why has it to be abolished now? The Farmers' Trade Union was the only organisation to denounce it when it was being introduced, as the very negation of democracy. We venture to predict that time will prove the wisdom of that denunciation. This, being a vocational, not a political organisation, does not seek absolute control of the County Council, only offering seven candidates for 25 seats, thus leaving room for other vocational groups. But our candidates can compare more than favourably with those of any other interest, for honesty and ability, the type of people you can trust. Vote Farmer First for clean administration. How can Fianna Fáil, the Fianna Fáil farmer, blame the Fine Gael farmer or the Clonna Public the farmer? Respect yourselves and others shall respect you. Do the other thing and you shall get the kicks you deserve. Vote in order of your choice. For Belturbet area, Bernard Donoghue. Ballyburgh area, Jay Clark. Ballyjamestuff, Edward Brady, P. Clark. Cavan area, E. Sheridan, T.J. Smith, H.P. Tully. Electors, out this out and take it with you when going to the poll, as you will notice that practically all the candidates of every party describe themselves as farmers in an effort to fool you and catch your vote. There was other elections due in 1955, more local elections. However, in earlier that year, a new organisation, the National Farmers Association, was founded. And in, I think it was in January or February or March, but certainly well before the local election, or a few months before the local elections, the Cavan Farmers Trade Union held a meeting of their executive and unanimously agreed to wind up their organisation and promised their fullest support and cooperation to the newly formed National Farmers Association. And for this, the Grand Spirit, the National Farmers Association gave thanks to this organization, which has kept together so loyally for over 20 years, and at all time fearlessly defended the rights of the Cavan farmer. And the National Farmers Association didn't, of course, contest elections. And so that was the end of the Farmers' Trade Union. And as I say, although it was in existence in Leitrim, Longford, Cavan and Monaghan, it was only in Cavan that it ran as a ran in local elections. It didn't contest Doyle elections, but it was an interesting farmers' party that had concentrated on issues specific to the type of farming that was carried out in those areas, as opposed to, you know, as opposed to a more general farming organization. But they obviously trusted the National Farmers Association and hence joined up with them in 1955. Thanks very much for listening, and do please subscribe, leave a review and all that, carry on if you can, and tell your friends about it. And of course the Patreon is patreon.com/electionit. Thanks.